Welcome to the new. Every experience with God's Word promises to be refreshing and transformational. Receive today's message with high expectations as it brings power, light, and a fresh anointing to your life.
It's always a consolation for me every time I remember that our God is a prayer answering God. And so we know that every time we pray, our words don't fall to the ground, but they rise up to Him as incense, and He performs the function in which we have asked Him to by the power of the Spirit. Glory to God. So welcome again to the Wild Wind of Testimony, like the custom is. I wanted to put in the comment section, I am ready to pray. I am ready. 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 And somebody declare it prophetically. Today, the Wild Wind of Testimonies has been blown in my direction. Glory to God. It's blown in your direction. It's navigated. It is channeled. It is curated in your direction. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to prophesy over somebody. I don't know who's going to catch this one. But by the end of this month, you would have three significant testimonies that would cause you to say, ha, this God is good. Do you hear what I just said? In the name of Jesus, before the end of this month, please, by now you should have learned how not to joke with the words that God gives to me. I say it again. Before the end of this month, you would have three outstanding testimony that would cause you to say, ha, this God is good. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, somebody just spin around and jump for joy by the sound of that. Just rejoice on the sound of that word. In the name of Jesus, say after me, Father, I receive your prophetic word. I receive your prophetic word. Put it right there in the comment section if you can. I receive your prophetic word and I see the manifestation in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray in the spirit. Thank you, Lord. Sefre di garunde legasunte, gele prodigra actele zuzibra agelia govangre, erondo kozundre eliga sacre eketulia barante legatai, lezigre egele caporua veleketile monko. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's somebody under the sound of my voice. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There is a, you have a partial deafness. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Kele mosum veredia, a partial deafness. By the power of the Spirit right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke that spirit of infirmity right now, and I command it to go. You begin to hear properly and clearly. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke arthritis right now. In the name of Jesus, I declare that fibroid shrinks right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, that migraine that has been there for almost 3 weeks coming and going, by the power of the Spirit and the name that is above every other name, I command it to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wow, there's such a healing anointing that I feel right here. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There are people under the sound of my voice. Oh, marande gizuzure egeteli monongro belikazalia kotonde labaya. You are called to the healing ministry. I know it. I want you to stretch your hands towards this broadcast right now. Just stretch your hands in the name of Jesus. Let there be a transference of graces in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let that grace on your inside, let it be awakened right now and right here in the name of Jesus Christ. Karate zuze redelia koporoshe de kalia kapandes e garuo parante legotolia dada. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I hear the word of the Lord say to somebody, to us, for your mom. He said, it is not unto death. It is not unto death. That sickness is not unto death. Rejoice at the word of the Lord right there. That sickness is not unto death. In the name of Jesus, it will disappear quickly and instantly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Wow, that's such a quick, that's a quick move of the Spirit right there. Praise the Lord. Are you ready to pray? You can see the eagerness of God towards us already in today's broadcast. Wow, such glory, such presence, such presence. Particularly those I just prayed for right now that you feel called to the healing ministry. Some of you begin to feel some vibration Yo alemarusa veligra aketonde legadizas shelenando kozilia rode veligras. I hear the word of the Lord saying, by the spirit of prophecy, he says that I've been prompting your spirit to pray for the sick, but fear is holding you back to go out and do it. He said, by the reason of honoring that which I've put on your inside, and you are faithful to the little instructions that I give to you, he says you would see the anointing increase in measure that would daze you, because I've put a mighty anointing upon your life for to heal the sick by the power of the Spirit. He says, go and obey my word by doing the things I've asked you to do per time, and you begin to see how mighty grace you carry for your word and your generation. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody just give God praise for that word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, let's share the link. If we've not even done that yet and God is eager, ready for us, let's share the link. Send to a friend, send to someone, tell them the wild wind of testimony has begun and it is time for us to pray. We're going to be praying today from the Pauline scriptures. You have the link button right there on your YouTube channel. Just click on the link button, put it in your WhatsApp, put it in your Instagram, put it in your Twitter, if you can put it in your TikTok. Share to somebody individually, and let's use this as a medium and a tool of evangelism. Remember, we are the new, and as a church family, we always strive and look for ways to help people increase their faith and their capacity in God as we journey together in this. Glory to God. I want to know if you've done that. If you've done that, put it on the comment section. You know, just put a thumbs up, put a clap, put an emoji that just signifies that you've done that already. All right, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And while you do that, just put it on the comment section. I am ready to pray. I am ready to pray. I am ready to pray. Amen and amen. I particularly love what we're going to pray about today. We're going to be praying from the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 11. Oh, I love this scripture. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 11. And let's look at it for a moment. And after we've read it, and I'll try to explain it to you, and then we're going to pray intensely on the scripture. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11, it says, so we keep on praying for you, asking our God to enable you to live a life worthy of his call. Did you see that? It says to enable you. Another word for enablement means to empower you to live a life worthy of his call. May he give you the power to accomplish all the good things your faith prompts you to do. My goodness, God. Wow. May the Lord give you the power to accomplish all the good things your faith prompts you to do. I'm reading from the NLT version. The Bible says, may he, who is the giver, God. And now you understand when the scripture says that is the one that gives you power to get wealth. The Bible says, may he give you the power to accomplish all the good things your faith promises you to do. There are many things your faith is eager towards. There are many things your faith is calling forth. There are many things your faith is believing for. Some of you have visions, a big vision board, something you know by your own strength or by your own human capacity, you can't fulfill it by yourself. Some of you have visions for your business. Some have for your family. You have for your children. You have for your partner at work. You have for your husband, your wife, your spouse. You have certain vision that encapsulates your heart. And that vision burns in your spirit day in and day out. And that vision is why you don't sleep early, because it's burning something on your inside. Look at what the Bible says in the scripture, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11. It says, may he give you the power, anakazu, compelling power. But you know, I used to say it this way. We say it in physics, that everything remains at the point of rest until an external force is added to it. It says, may he give you the power to accomplish all the good things that your faith prompts you to do. Today you are going to be praying for that power. That power that causes your faith to be productive. It says, may he give you that power to accomplish. Look, everything on the earth responds to power. Are you following what I'm saying? Everything responds to power. Power strengthens convictions. Power moves something from a point A to point B. It's an overriding force that compels obedience. Do you understand what I'm saying there? Power is an overriding force that compels obedience. Let me say that to you one more time. Power is an overriding force that compels obedience. Whenever there is power, there must be obedience. That's exactly what happened in the Bible concerning Pharaoh and the Israelite. He says, I know Pharaoh will not let you go, but I will stretch forth my hands and strike him with all of my wonders. That is power that compelled Pharaoh to allow the children of Israel go. The Bible says in these scriptures that may he give you that power to accomplish the visions, the good things that your faith prompts you to do. There are visions in your heart. The Bible says he's giving you the power. He's the one that giving you, don't forget the Lord your God, for he's the one that gives you the power to get wealth. Glory to God. Jesus told his disciples, he says, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Acts 1:8. Power. And this is the important thing here. He says, to enable you accomplish the things that your faith prompts you to do. When your faith is in action, remember this, that faith is only faith when the will of God is known. Remember what I said there? Faith is only faith when the will of God is known. In other words, you can't be saying you are standing in a gap in faith when the will of God is not known. Now you understand why we prayed concerning the will of God yesterday, so that we can now start praying concerning this thing. Because by yesterday, the will of God by faith has now been downloaded in your spirit. Now it is downloaded in your spirit. We can now release our faith in connection with the power that would have started to happen in your life right now. And so in the next few minutes, you are going to pray dangerously that the power of the Spirit that causes men to accomplish greater heights, that kind that causes men's faith to be made manifest, that prompts, that ensures that the things that is in your spirit to do, that power that compels obedience, begins to operate in your life on a whole new level. Are you getting what I'm saying? You're going to pray that prayer for the next 10 minutes intensely. Are you with me? Are you with me? Lift your right hands and declare this with me. In the name of Jesus, right here and right now, I decree concerning the scriptures that may God give me the power to accomplish all good things my faith prompts me to do. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive that power. Maraka sunte lebaranta. Remember this, the power is not coming above on your inside. No, it's already inside of you. The power there is the might, the spirit of might that would allow you, quicken you, to go ahead and do those things. Marado ziligra akerwa dedi eshere balongro digada masondre bila kroteli grosundro palakete meshere gato leproko sondre bila kradila krozigre iroshende legadi esonde belekato belokoto lesendre dia lekroshangreti legosuze bridi ashele bradila rakosengre giko prodoko bradigra zundo. Somebody open your mouth and pray in the spirit. La pragatolia bada rasonde legapundo ketilie gaziga Lekropondo koshengre keteli gedi lekrozande lirokobeli lakrosende leketilia vorode le baragadele godoi lekresonde legadele akatelia eshile mendo ekele montolo bedi lekrosonde lekatai godo ike kakakakakakakaka masonte legadia parakashete lekasonde lekadai eke kakakakakakakaka makosekeke lekoborua ekete lebando kosekeke degaya kada lekasonde leda lebrokosonde ligroko Paragadi, a copereca telegazi, a parateligato, igadagadagadagada, raposhede, leprocosonde lebada. Scripture says, Ephesians 3:20, it says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly far above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that is at work within you. Le racatelia coporuacashedebede, leprocosonde lecaba. Every vision, a la caparada badaba, in my life is empowered by the Spirit today. Every vision in my life, every seed in my spirit is becoming a sequoia by the power of the Spirit today. I receive that surge of power. La karopa, ligropalia, egrekato, leragadaya, egrekozuba, erakashede, eraparota, Somebody say, I'm empowered from on high by His Spirit. I receive the empowerment of the Spirit that activates my faith. I receive the empowerment of the Spirit that activates my faith, that propels my faith. And I have the power to accomplish all good things my faith prompts me to do. All the good things that my faith prompts me to do, I'm empowered to do it. All the good things, somebody declare that, that my faith prompts me to do, I'm empowered to do it. If it's to build a house, if that's what your faith is prompting you to do, you are empowered to do it. If it's to have a child, if that's what your faith is prompting you to do, you are empowered to do it. If it's to change a career path, your faith is empowered. If your, that way of faith is empowered, prompting you to do, you are empowered to do it. I receive. Somebody write that down. In the name of Jesus, the power to accomplish all that my faith is prompting me to do. All good things my faith is prompting me to do. I receive. My faith is strengthened. My faith is empowered. My faith is strengthened, so I strengthen others. Everything that I have in my spirit to accomplish on the earth, I'm empowered to accomplish it by faith. I'm empowered to accomplish it by faith. Everything that is in my spirit this year for me to accomplish, I'm empowered by faith to accomplish it in the name of Jesus. Be starting a business outside the shore of this nation, I'm empowered by faith to begin it. Be it to start that ministry, I'm empowered by faith to begin it. The Lord give to me the power to accomplish all the good things that my faith prompts me to do. I receive that power. One more minute, don't stop praying. Somebody is receiving an empowerment of the Spirit. Somebody is receiving an activation of the Spirit. My faith cannot be weak. My faith is not weak. I receive that power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Somebody declare right now, I'm empowered by the Spirit. I'm empowered by the Spirit for divine accomplishment. That's the word of the Lord to you today. I'm empowered by the Spirit for divine accomplishment. I'm empowered by the Spirit for divine accomplishment. Put it right there in the chat box. I'm empowered by the Spirit for divine accomplishment. Everything that my faith is prompting me to do, I receive the power to do. La rakatoria bada. I'm empowered by the Spirit for divine accomplishment. This is the empowerment Jesus had. This is the empowerment you have. Everything that your faith is prompting you to do, in the month of April, you are empowered to do it. You are empowered to do it. You are empowered to do it. Let that eagerness of God begin to make manifest in your life. I decree over you, the zeal of the Lord begin to perform it. The zeal of the Lord begin to perform it. That vision in your spirit, that word of the Lord in your heart, that thing God has put in your spirit, in the vision of the day, in the dream of the light, the zeal of the Lord begin to perform it in the name of Jesus. Somebody begin to say amen. The zeal of the Lord begin to do it. In setting up that business, the zeal of the Lord begin to do it. In setting up that hospital, the zeal of the Lord begin to do it. In setting up that music studio, the zeal of the Lord begin to do it. In setting up that business, the zeal of the Lord begin to do it. In getting that wedding day done, the zeal of the Lord begin to do it. In getting that marriage set up, the zeal of the Lord begin to do it. In getting into that relationship, the zeal of the Lord begin to do it. Your faith is empowered by the Spirit of God. In breaking that circle of containment, the zeal of the Lord begin to do it. I'm empowered for divine accomplishments. Today, somebody declare it. I receive a fresh dose of divine empowerment. My spirit is empowered. My mind is empowered. My body is empowered by the Spirit of God. I'm empowered for divine accomplishments. I hear the word of the Lord today to me. I'm empowered for divine accomplishment. Everything written concerning me this year will not be carried over into next year. I'm empowered for divine accomplishment. I'm empowered for divine accomplishment. Everything I ought to do in the month of April will not be moved over to the month of May. I'm empowered for divine accomplishment. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is enlarging my coaster. 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 My faith is strengthened. I begin to operate in a higher level of operation of faith. Greater works. Greater works. Greater works. Some of you might have to go back to the teaching of the crossover service today. I beg you in the spirit today, go back to the teaching of crossover service today. Greater works, greater level of manifestation, greater level of intelligence, operating under the intelligence of the spirit, unknown to man. Because your faith is empowered to accomplish now. Your paridia, kore kalia, karua tulia, kalia polia, likra katros, kelia monone, isele karia, karia katelia, jele katulia, kalabaluda, ile kadada, kore katalia, ekra katulia, zeza katakalia, ele katakata katulia katava, eshele ladadadadadadava. The Lord is bringing upon people's mind, ele koro poto kodopa, so that your faith is not hindered by your mind. The Lord is building upon people's mind. Lekeri, iruru, ilekada, iruzuze, lebradia, ikradali, iprozula, eshelegada, ikaparua pataria, ekakakakakakakakaka, elekekekekeke, porazule palakaya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's look at verse 11. The beginning part of verse 11 says, so we keep on praying for you, asking our God to enable you to live a life worthy of his call. They're going to pray in the next few minutes that we have left. That Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I live a life worthy of this call. I live a life worthy of your call. In the name of Jesus, I live a life that is worthy of your call. In the name of Jesus, from my speech, from the meditation of my heart, from the words of my lips, from the actions, the reactions, I live a life that is worthy of your call. My lifestyle is in alignment into the plans and purpose of God for my life. It is worthy of the calling of God for my life. My lifestyle is not in an opposite direction or opposite trajectory against the will of God's plans and purpose for my life. I live a line of submission. I live a life of submission. I live a life of consecration. I live a life of alignment. I live a life of honor. Somebody declare that. I live a life of consecration. I live a life of honor. I live a life of submission. I live a life of obedience, a life acceptable to the will and the purpose of God. I'm asking God to enable me to live a life worthy of your call, worthy of this calling. My lifestyle will not distort the things God wants to do in my life. No longer will I live carelessly. No longer will I waste time carelessly. No longer will my lifestyle lifestyle be careless. My lifestyle will uphold the things that God has designed for me. My lifestyle will partner with the things that God has planned for me. In the name of Jesus. No longer will my lifestyle be the reason that is disturbing my elevation. In the name of Jesus. Now from today, my lifestyle is in alignment, is in connection, is in cognizance with the plans and purpose of God for my life. Somebody pray in the spirit. I see an alignment going on in the spirit. I see a law of order going on in the spirit. What if I told some of you, this is the prayer you ought to pray. The moment you pray it, everything in your life begin to produce results. That the lifestyle is in alignment. Some of you is your eating habits that needs to change. Some of you is your praying habits that needs to change. Some of you is the way you talk that needs to change. Some of you, it is procrastination that needs to be changed. But from today, by the help of the Spirit and by the release of grace, my lifestyle is a reflection of the things that are on my inside. My lifestyle is a reflection of the things that I'm saying by the word of faith. My lifestyle is in alignment to God's plans and purpose for my life. There will be no separation. There will be no disparity between the will of God for my life and my lifestyle. In the name of Jesus, let there be a unison. Let there be a unison. In order for me to be able to produce, bear forth many fruits of the Spirit of God. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say after me, in the name of Jesus. Say after me very loud, in the name of Jesus. I receive every single thing that I've prayed for right now in the spirit, and I see the manifestation of it in my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. All right, let's take our confession. Wow. Such a powerful presence right here. Oh, Lamanda Kabaya. From today, my lifestyle is in alignment to God's will for my life. I want somebody to pray that prayer all through today. Some of you, as I raise that prayer, it struck a chord on your inside. That's the prayer you should pray. Pray it intensely so that there will be an alignment. You see, the moment that alignment happens, everything you have been praying for, you begin to see manifestation of it in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. All right, let's lift your hands and let's take the confession. In the name of Jesus, today I declare concerning every area of my life, I reproduce and I'm fruitful. From today, I multiply and experience the testimony of explosion. The hand of God is upon my life and I experience accelerated growth in all aspects of my life. I'm divinely assisted and marvelously held by God, and my life experience exponential explosion. In the name of Jesus, the wind of testimony has been blown in my direction. In the name of Jesus, the beauty of God is upon my life. It causes me to be favored and attractive, and the works of my hands are established. In the name of Jesus, I enter into a season of fatness and I'm robust. My business, my career, my finances are robust. Everything that is due to me comes to me now. In the name of Jesus, I'm fat and flourishing. In the name of Jesus, the attention of God is upon me. The spotlight of God is upon my life. I'm a city set on a hill. I cannot be hidden. My potentials, gifts, business, career, and graces are visible. In the name of Jesus, I cannot be hidden. By the Spirit, I enter into divine opportunities and I'm set up for divine upliftment. I'm reshuffled for elevation. In the name of the Lord Jesus, manifestation and explosion. In the name of Jesus, I lay hold of what is mine in every season of my life. I resist every opposition and condemn every voice of manipulation in my life. I step fully into the plans and purpose of God for my life, where my life and destiny is concerned. In the name of Jesus, I'm divinely preserved. I'm protected. As a son, I experience divine direction, and I do not go where grace has not led me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the shield of protection is round about me and all that concerns me, concerning my family, business, career, finances, relationship. I announce a no-fly zone for every swarm of fly in the name of Jesus. Henceforth, let no man trouble me for I bear on my body the very mark of Christ. My family is marked. My businesses is marked. My relationships are marked. In the name of Jesus, this season, I enjoy angelic assistance in all my endeavors. My angels are on guard at all times, and I am heavily defended. In the name of Jesus, nothing around me is permitted to break down. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in this season, somebody declare that. In this season, I'm unleashed to fly. Every snare is broken and I've escaped. In the name of Jesus, from today, I wear a robe of royalty and I'm beautified by grace. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I come into a season of unprecedented opportunities and growth. Hallelujah. A season of uncommon results, massive harvest, and household blessings. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of favor is alighted over me and my household. In the name of Jesus, I declare that angels are dispersed to bring those words to come to pass and make them my reality now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare that I'm blessed. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and under sorrow is upon me. The blessing is in me, on me, around about me. The blessing is activated in my going out and in my coming in and all that I'm about. Hence, I prosper. In the name of Jesus, from today, the wild wind of opportunities, the wild wind of open doors, the wild wind of financial increase, the wild wind of healings, the wild wind of breakthroughs, the wild wind of testimonies has been blown in my direction. In the name of Jesus, my testimony is now, my set time is now, and I rejoice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we just give you thanks. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. God bless you and see you tomorrow as we continue the wild wind of testimony. Your testimony is now. Don't forget, you can share your testimony, and God bless you. See you tomorrow.
We hope you were greatly blessed by today's message, because God still has so much He wants to share with you. So stay connected every week to experience uplifting and life-changing moments in His presence.